All right, Harrison, can you hear us?
Yep, I got y'all.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. We're going to roll into questions for Harrison Burton. If you have one, once again, feel free to raise your hand within the Zoom platform. And we will start with Sterling from KCOU. Sterling, go ahead.
Thank you. Harrison, congrats on the good run today. But I'm sure that's probably not the result you wanted, especially being just a few laps away from the victory and then that late caution. What was the initial reaction from that caution coming out and then the process of having to refocus for the upcoming restart?
Yeah, I'm really, first off, I want to say I'm really proud of our race team. They gave me a really good car, and I'm really happy with how we ran. Obviously not happy with how we finished, and obviously when that caution comes out, you're devastated. Because now there's so many more variables. For example, pit road, who stays out on old tires, things like that you can't really control as a driver. That kind of takes the race out of your hands and puts it into, I guess, lady luck or your team as a whole, your execution and just things like that. So obviously I was frustrated when it came out, but as a driver, you can't really dwell on that. You gotta get going, get your head right for pit road, trying to hit all your marks on pit road, and then after that, focus on restart. So my reaction at first was frustrated because I didn't see the debris, and I thought he just hit the wall. And then later around, I saw that there was a lot of debris on the straightaway.
And a quick follow-up. You won two races earlier in this season, and it's your rookie season. But lately there had been a bit of a rut. However, the last couple races now, two top five finishes in a row. And for most of the day, it seemed like your car was the only one that could compete with the 22 out there. What do runs like today and last week at Texas, what do they do just to, in terms of confidence for the team going forward?
Well, it's kind of a mixed deal, right? Because we know we can do it. And even the races where we haven't finished good, pretty much all of them we've run well. Even Indy, which I thought was going to be one of my weak spots. We were running fifth and had to pit with a mechanical deal and just a bunch of things that kind of stacked up on us that, just kind of snowballed. And we lost kind of that momentum. But, I knew we had the speed. We at Pocono, when we crashed in oil, we were one of the best cars there, I think. Texas, I thought we were the second best car. Here, I thought we were the best car. So we've had speed. And that's the hardest thing to get in racing is just raw speed. So once you get that, then it's about executing. And those kind of weeks that didn't happen, I never lost hope that we were going to be in a situation where we could, because I knew that we had speed.
Thanks, Harrison. Safe travels.
Thank you.
We're going to take our next question from Bob Pockris. Bob, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, Harrison, overall, just how do you leave Kansas? Are you frustrated, disappointed? Just kind of, well, that stuff happens. I mean, what's your kind of attitude?
I'm frustrated but motivated, I guess. I think that's such a fun feeling, passing for the lead. Watching the 22 get smaller in my rearview mirror after how fast he's been recently. That was obviously a big plus, but I'm definitely motivated to get better. Feel like even though I was kind of in a tough situation behind a car on old tires, I made a mistake. I should have put him three wide as soon as we got to the line. I pushed him too hard and kind of hurt myself. So, I just got to watch that back and try and get better on restarts. We weren't in the best position, but neither was the 19, and he won the race too. So, there's obviously things we did right and things that I did wrong as a driver, and you gotta take that and learn from it, and that'll hopefully come into play later down the line.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, we're gonna take our next question from Todd Engel with the Kansas City Star. Todd, go ahead.
Thank you. Harrison, what were you able to find there on that long green flag run to finally run Austin down the way you did?
Well, it was really, really fun. I've been really paying attention to guys like Harvick and Hamlin and Cup, and guys that really think throughout the race. And as I get more experience, I'm able to kind of get in that mindset of, you know, I can drive the car to its maximum level while I'm still thinking, and actively trying to figure out how to beat someone on, you know, an unconventional way. So I found a line that made a lot of speed by cutting across the racetrack, but it was really hard on the front tires. And I showed that to Austin, and he did a great job of defending me in the second stage, you know, to get that stage win by using that against me, right? And then he knew it was fast, and I knew he was going to use it, but he didn't know it was going to burn the front tires off like I did. And I think that I kind of used it early and then stopped using it and wanted to just leave Austin out there, you know, trying to make that line work, and eventually it was going to hurt his tires. And I think that's what happened. I think Austin was really, really fast. And then all of a sudden it went like a light switch, and then we were 2/10 faster a lap. And that was such a gratifying feeling, because I've been working so hard on trying to get to that level of the sport where you're thinking while you're driving as hard as you can. And I was really proud of that, but obviously it wasn't enough.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question. Aaron, go ahead with your question.
Hey, Harrison, good run today. I know the frustration of the moment, you might not be thinking much about it, but your teammate that won had 4 DNFs in a row not long ago, didn't make it to the end of lap one in a couple races. Does it make you happy to see your teammate be able to bounce back and get back to victory lane so quickly?
Absolutely. If I can't win, I'd rather have Riley or Brandon win. That's for sure. You know, those are the guys that, you know, I'm always leaning on Brandon and Riley, and they're leaning on me, and we're getting better as a team together. And Brandon has been in a lot of circumstances that aren't really his fault. And he's done a good job of kind of recognizing that and not getting too down in the dumps. And today he wasn't necessarily the fastest car, but he made it work, and that's something that's really cool as a driver, and something that he should be proud of. It's a good win for the team, just the wrong car, I guess.
for sure. And you're heading now to a couple of road courses that you don't really have any experience at, with like no practice or track time. What sort of expectations do you carry, and are you going to do anything to try to prepare for them?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm already, you know, been working. I used a lot of my Kansas simulator time to work on my road courses like Road America and Daytona. Our TRD simulator was really good for Indianapolis. I think all of our teammates fired off really well there. We knew what was where on the track, and we were able to make pretty decent speed. So I expect to run top five there too. You know, there's no reason we can't. I've got a great race team, great race cars under me, and you know, I have a lot of confidence in myself, and hopefully we can go out and run well. There's a lot of guys like Austin that have a lot of road course experience that'll be tough to overcome, especially my first time there with no practice. But I'm excited for the challenge.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Steven with 24/7 Sports. Steven, go ahead.
Harrison, watching that last restart, it looked like you got a little sideways off of turn two. Then you had enough of a run to try and go the inside of Ross Chastain. And here comes Brandon Jones on your inside. Were you taken aback by just how much speed Brandon had on that last restart?
Not necessarily. I knew we were going to be really slow because I got loose. And whoever, I think Ross was in front of me, he slid up right in front of me. And I was sideways hitting his bumper. And we all kind of stacked up on each other and slowed us down. And then Brandon did a good job of taking advantage of that. So I knew I was going to be in trouble from behind. I knew that the cars behind me were going to have a big run. I was just really fighting to try and gain more spots. And, you know, we gained 2 spots on the restart. So I guess, you know, fair enough. That's all right. But really great restart from Brandon to go and take the win like that.
Good deal. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Lewis, did you have a question?
No, my question was already been asked.
Okay, 10-4. Thank you. All right, Harrison, we appreciate your time, and thank you for stopping by today.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.